sad. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Excuse me, but I was laughing at something, of course. So we had a lot of craziness, huh, about that Arizona. You know, they were saying on the news, I fell off the sofa, literally, when they said, yeah, it's been reaffirmed that Biden won. No, it's been reaffirmed that they're going to be doing a forensic audit in Pima County, Arizona, to show that it wasn't just a mistake. You know, you have rigged. And so what we really have is election integrity. And then all of this rigging, the methods for rigging is starting to show up. So, yeah, so it's sort of neck to neck. Here we trying to get election integrity in our future elections. But at the same time, the rigging schemes and the methods that they used are so outlandish that decertification is in order. And it doesn't take a Supreme Court ruling, anything like that. It just takes to decertify an election results that you shouldn't have certified because you didn't have chain of custody documents. And what chain of custody documents are, say like the drop boxes. Whoever picks up from the drop box, they're supposed to enter the time, who picked up the count, you know, and... You know, like you usually do when you sign in for work. But for some odd reason, these drop boxes were the means that they used to drag in some fake ballots. And, you know, as much as we talk about fake ballots and all this, that, you know, what they not telling you on your local news, and I'm getting very aggravated with my favorite channel that I like to watch, and they are dispersing false information. It's bothering me. And so I'm going to have to make a couple phone calls to where they need to start being biased or being balanced, or I'm going to call out their bias by name. It's only right. So the Arizona Senate audit, they had leaked something. But let me tell you a little bit what you can understand. That's a friend of mine sent this to me. It said the Arizona election for 2020 was controlled by a computer system that had a single password for every user, that had alterations that violated its certification, that had access to the internet, was hacked, that had software installed that violated certification, the hard drives... given for inspection had over a million election files erased. They gave a copy of hard drive files that lacked drive information. They did not give all the hardware connected to the system. They had thousands of duplicated ballots. They had ballots without signatures that were approved. And the election committee refused to turn over court-ordered material. So why is this a valid election? We also have video of those who erased election data immediately before handing over the hard drives. Why haven't these people been arrested? They have proof of three people deleting election data before the hard drives were turned over. Right before the hard drives were turned over. So having ballots with no signatures, I mean, somebody was winning in a landslide victory where you throwing in ballots without even with no signatures. They have duplicates, close to 77,000 discrepancies just on what they showed. They get more than that. they can easily prove what they're claiming. And that Trump won November 3rd, 2020. Now, Sidney Powell, if you remember her, she came on the scene to some of us through representing General Flynn, proving that Obama and Eric Holder framed General Flynn. And so she was taking on some of the election discrepancies, and Dominion Voting Systems sued her for $1 billion. Well, now the American warrior, Sidney Powell, has countersued them. And so there's going to be some fire there, because they can prove that Dominion Voting Systems was hooked up to the internet. They have over 50 different times that they changed the vote results in a short period of time. 50 different and hackings, let's put it that way, because that's what it was, and, you know, instead of mincing words. So also they found that Arizona Senate audit that Dominion machines contained non-Maricopa County data. They had data in the machines in Maricopa from South Carolina and Washington State. Now, if you're not hacking and switching stuff around, you know, you got to kind of be perfect at it. You can't be leaving trails behind. But that's what they did. So this is the thing. It didn't start with gas chambers. It started with one party controlling the media, one party controlling the message, and one party deciding what is truth, one party censoring speech and silencing opposition, one party dividing citizens into us and them and calling their supporters to harass them. It started when good people turned a blind eye and let it happen. Well, see, I'm taking on the Louisiana Judiciary Commission and Louisiana Disciplinary Council for allowing thugs to hide behind their law licenses. Information that I had given them years ago that should have had them prosecuted for what they were doing, because they were playing with phony baloney documents. You know, this is what we have in everything that, say, Phil Whitman and some of what Bernard Charbonnet and his sister Desiree Charbonnet were involved in, phony baloney documents with my name on it. You know, so you're trying to legitimize some fraudulent activity that you're pulling, and with my name on those documents, you got to be kidding. You know, but hey, you know, do whatever you can. You know, like do a gang stalking incident, gang assault, and then have a selected responding officer to the 911 call, like Tora Clark from the 3rd District. You know, and make sure that if I go into the station to correct her police report, because she only wanted to put one person's name, the operative for Phil Whitman and Desiree Charbonnet when she was a judge, you know, playing games. And all behind my back and without me being involved, they just write out paper, you know, and put charges on me, you know, but they never let me know about it. You know, this is the games that they play. So, but not only are they playing it with me, they're playing it with the state of Louisiana. And we have agencies that are supposed to have oversight in corruption and oversight for lawful judicial process. But if you don't, and I got to get on the air years later and talk about being physically beaten to make me go along with more fraudulent activities that you're pulling, and then Mr. Whitman following through. Well, let's say this. People had told me, you got to explain who Mr. Whitman is. Well, Mr. Whitman and Bernard Charbonnet were the lawyers for Daniel Lanois, Brian Eno, Kingsway Music Corporation, and Opal Records over the Jermaine Wells mansion that I was defrauded out of, and the studio works that I created when they were all on the road, you know, with Bono and all of them from U2. Well, as the years go on, they see that they're using this as a front for their drug trafficking operations. So never mentioned none of that before, you know, but hey, you follow and threaten me that you're going to go after my mother if I don't drop federal court stuff because you're using a counterfeit document disguised as a state court judgment from Ramsey, and you want to have a breeze through if you can only get me to stop exercising my constitutional rights fronting for everybody that was defrauded. Really? Well, that's why I'm on the air, and I'm not going to stop until I get your ass prosecuted, because that's where you need to be. We want to change New Orleans from being the number two most corrupt city in the USA, and I'm going to help do that. I'll be back after this little message.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on September 29th, the Gary Allman Band, and on October 6th, Luther Dickinson with Kirk Joseph and Alvin Ford Jr. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Wild. I like that music. I mean, the whole thing could play behind what I'm saying. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We're going to have James Neighbors come on about 7:30, and we're going to have one of the overpasses for America people in Missouri call in back then. But I found on National File, Nancy, and this is something y'all should read. They caught Nancy Pelosi's connected to a criminal trial for Paul Pelosi Jr. And they were running a scam on something at Pelosi, selling Pelosi's solar tax credits for millions. And they had the cryptocurrency. a criminal cryptocurrency scam going, known as IgoBit, as well as international mining operations, including the diamond-rich, war-torn Central African Republic. So here, you know, while she's playing this Black Lives Matters deal, they are using fronts to defraud people. Now, this is the woman that's the House Speaker, the one that has people in jail from January 6th staging that she pulled, Pelosi pulled, with D.C. Mayor Bowser. And it was a setup. That's why the setup that they planned on September 18th didn't work, and they had FBI agents arresting undercover FBI agents. You know, it's like, it's only FBI there and CIA. Not anybody really showed up at the Capitol. But it just goes to show what they did have there was another stage setup to hurt people. That's why they have people without due process rights, not honoring their due process rights. And one of the prisoners, political prisoners, has died. Now, Pelosi and them pulled something in Afghanistan where they have armed our enemies with the top state-of-the-art equipment for war that President Trump actually built for our military. So why should our tax dollars, $85 billion, $86 billion, be given to our enemies? And uniforms. So they didn't dismantle the weaponry and the equipment. No, they left it going. So if you don't think that they've armed an enemy, then you need to wake up. So one of the articles you could read to find out about the criminal background of Nancy Pelosi and her son, Paul Pelosi Jr., is this article on National File. And so World Sports Alliance was a front. This is what they were using, a sham affiliate of the United Nations. And the United Nations was allowing them to play this fraud. They weren't pulling them back. They knew what they were doing. And they went to Ukraine. And of course, with the use of our U.S. assets, Pelosi arranged, you know, free services to go pull a fraud in Ukraine. So they were doing a number of things in Ukraine. You know, of course, that they had to try and flip on President Trump. And it doesn't matter who's president, but when you're going after somebody that's trying to clean up corruption, and you're the one that's directly involved in corruption, I guess your motive to install a pedophile as president who lost the election, which all the forensic audits are proving, yeah, your motive is to escape prosecution with all the other pedophiles. But hey, that's just my opinion, right? But it's coming up. There's more people. Now, there's a movie that's coming up in on a website in run out of the UK because it's too wild. That would be scrubbed if it was on. It's sad. I can only watch some of it. I just run through it to see what's going on, you know, and just take notes and all. I just can't look at the visuals. But it's pretty serious. And those involved are all the people who were trying to oust Trump. Every single one of them that was screaming and howling, they all involved in this filth. And it involves children. And so, you know, we can't rely on the Catholic Church to clean up their own pedophiles. They want to protect them because lawyers like Phil Whitman and lawyers that take on sexual abuse cases as defense counsel, they can make a lot of money. In fact, they can make so much money that they can break the bank of the Catholic Archdiocese of the city of New Orleans. And then they have to go in bankruptcy. And then what'll happen there, they'll start taking in people who are medically kidnapped. Medical kidnappings to pay for the sexual abuse money that they need to give these kids. And so, you know, it's sad. At the same time, I don't like having to talk about this, but it needs to be put in everyone's brains of what the Catholic Church will cover up. They use people high up in the Catholic Church, like Josephine Giffen, to sign phony baloney documents, to funnel assets from people's estate. That's what they did from my father's estate, and concealed it from my sister and I for 5 years until DeSalvo and Paul Tavery and Bernard Charbonnet and all had their bribes with the St. Bernard Police Department to put two known thugs disguised as caregivers next to my mother. And when I found out my mother was in a hospital from being beat to a living pulp, couldn't even get a police report, not even my injuries, when I went to the hospital after I picked out their booking photos and got beat up. And find out that they have arrest records for beating up people who report them to the police. Well, that's because the police let it be known and they let them do the separation assault to show people that when you get out of line, when they think they have you under control, the police down in St. Bernard will cover it up and won't even take a police report. But say, hey, what does that matter? Right? As long as somebody doesn't have a radio show about it and the feds are looking for deprivation of civil rights. Oh. But anyway, I'll see you in a little bit after this break. Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange coming to you live from New Orleans. Picturesque.
WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM.
This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Here is some good news. For the first time in over 2 months, state health officials report fewer than 1,000 COVID patients in hospitals statewide. More from Don Molina.
On Monday, the state health department reported 984 COVID-19 patients were hospitalized. It's the first time since July 22nd there are fewer than 1,000 COVID patients in the hospital. But sadly, LDH also reported another 55 COVID deaths as the death toll increased to 13,796. For just the month of September, the state reported 1,400 COVID-19 deaths. One other COVID note, Pfizer booster shots now available to adults at increased risk. I'm Don Molino.
President Biden's approved additional federal funding measures requested by Governor Edwards to assist Louisianans with recovery from Hurricanes Laura last year and Ida last month. The governor's office says Biden approved an increase in the overall federal cost share to 90% for FEMA public assistance funding. This is news on LRN.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. Made in America. Made to last.
Mueller's online tools helped Jessica design her own building.
The 3D tool is so convenient. I was able to use it in the comfort of my home. I didn't have to physically go into the branch and try to describe to them what I was wanting. I was able to add the lean-to that I've been picturing on my building. I can add roll-up doors, windows. It's really cool. Once I finished my design, I was able to get a quote. I was amazed at how much my building looked like the building that I designed in the 3D tool.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the Diocesan Cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
That's Dick Dale. It's Nitro. I figured I would play some of that right before we talked to James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And I was told today that a sheriff in Guzman went and picked up a complaint that was filed on some thuggery with some lunatic with a badge and a gun calling a group of people would gather with badges and guns to walk a family man and his wife out of a building. Due process rights don't exist for this group of thugs with badges and guns. People were evicted during a moratorium. You got to be kidding me. But you see, when I had the gang stalk and gang assault, and they were trying to play this game and without me knowing, right, Desiree? Judge Desiree at the time. Someone told me if I showed up that something was going to go on with it, with what they were trying to pull on me, and that I should show up in a certain courtroom on a certain time on a certain day. So y'all don't have everything covered. You know, you think you do, but you're so thirsty for that drug money from Daniel Lamwine, Kingsway Music Corporation. You know, that you forget that there's other people on earth that don't like what you're doing. I also would have never found out about that hearing. But there's Guzman's sheriffs shaking hands with my brother and stuff, but they don't see me yet. They freaked when they saw me. And I didn't do nothing. I just sat there. Because I still didn't know what they were doing in the courtroom. But they were doing something that they freaked when they saw me. But anywhere I went that day, still don't know what they were doing. I think that was the day they're going to try and do a warrant for my arrest on phony baloney paper. Excuse me. But I was right there for them to do whatever they wanted to do. But they just didn't do it. And but Guzman okayed it for these men with badges and guns to follow me around to see who I was talking to and what I was doing. So I know how Guzman uses his people. I mean, after all, didn't we have where they were signing phony paper to get violent offenders out of the jail that he's supposed to be running? So that's when he should have been forced to step down. But we'll see with everything else that's going on. So, anyway, I'll have more about all of that. I mean, you know, there's a moratorium on and you're evicting people for no reason. no reason. They just liked what they did to their place, paid them a year in advance, took it from slumlord status to something from Architectural Digest. And so, somebody, we're going to see how they, what they're going to rent that apartment for, you know, since they have doubles for dorms going around uptown, destroying property. And then now they're going to be having apartments, balcony apartments available, you know, for $4,000 and $5,000 a month. But anyway, but we have people in other parts of the country with overpasses for me. Oh, there he is, James on. And so, hey, James, how you doing? Overpasses for America.
Oh, good. Just been here waiting for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I had a few people send me texts while it was on the air, and I couldn't pass that up. I mean, you know, when you have U.S. Marshals on tour with you, and they know who all the dirty DEA people are, that's a plus, right?
And oh, absolutely. So,
for drug trafficking, you know. But so what's Overpasses for America? What did you discover about your people, what they've been doing lately?
Well, we got a big surge of activity in our last protest. We've got another one coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. But in order to facilitate the increased activity, we had to create groups for every single state.
Oh, absolutely.
It started to pick up. And the beauty of it is, too, is it's also inspired people to do it just on their own. We get pictures in constantly of just random people mm-hmm. that have decided to go out and start doing this. And so it's starting to catch on again. And you'll notice that the Biden ratings keep going down. And there's a reason for that. And because people are out there speaking out against him.
Well, you know, I have to say, Mike Voorhees from The Vortex, Attacking the Evil, he had, it's a church militant group. It's Catholics that are broadcasting on church militant all the news of the Catholic Church that the archdiocese are not really letting known. And this has been going on for, about maybe 15, 16 years. But I just found out about it a few months ago. I'm going to play something right now that I think you'll like just to show how people are speaking out, and they doing it, with all types of people.
But this is the reality.
And this is Michael Voorhees.
Your leaders are unfaithful. They are unfaithful. They helped elect a child-killing, sodomy-loving, phony Catholic into the White House.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that wrong? Look, I think that everybody should watch
They did
that.
It for money.
Right.
They did it for money.
Give us a minute on that.
Because they are not men of faith. They resemble Judas more than they resemble Peter.
I like that, James.
That's perfect.
Right. So people should watch this on YouTube. The Vortex,
they love themselves.
Attacking the Evil.
They love their perversions.
It's worse.
They allow sodomy-loving priests to roam around the country, perverting the minds of young men and women.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so most definitely I figured that, this is wild. And it's something that's like maybe about 26 minutes long, but it's something for people to check out. And it's Michael Voorhees.
He was absolutely right, I'll tell you that.
Right? I knew you would like that, James.
The state of modern Christianity in America is a far cry from the hellfire and brimstone that this nation was founded on.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I think we're seeing a renaissance of that. This soft peddling, any sin is acceptable Christianity, I think is about run its course.
Oh, without a doubt. If I'm on the air talking about the local Catholic archdiocese, I mean, come on. If you don't have a moral compass. I guess my call's, you know, talking about a medical kidnapping or asking for Archbishop or Deacon Tully, go talk to Bunny Matthews. Go talk to him. Oh, but we were told he couldn't talk. I mean, they should have went and talked to him within an hour, you know. But you see, that's what Mr. Whitman wanted his, and then the son, Judas Matthews, you know, wanted everybody to think that Bunny couldn't talk. So it's sad. But anyway, we lost a good writer. We lost a good friend over medical kidnapping, and they euthanized him. And so I'm going to be doing more about that off the air. And as things come up, you know, he was a good music journalist. And we shared, we had quite a bit in that warehouse that's now on the bootleg market for sale and on the auction blocks. So it's wild. What?
I just think everybody ought to stay away from hospitals as long as they can.
Right. COVID. Yeah, well, he didn't go there. That was, yeah, you put your father in a medical facility during COVID because you're upset about him writing about the American, about the Confederate flag, just the history. He's a historian. And then they had three friends that had the same idea. I'm like, Jesus. But, you know, when you're in the middle of all of this evil craziness, You say to yourself, it can't be worse than this. It can't get worse, right?
Well, we've got to stand up or it will get worse.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
People got to, you got to speak what you believe. You got to live what you believe. And
exactly.
When you start doing that again, this country will get back on the right
Bunny
track.
Bunny was a good one. We'll be right back after this break, James.
This is Sam Juan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations.
We use
only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis of Rev Auto Detailing. Rev Auto Detailing Service takes complete care of your detail needs. Our motto is restore every vehicle. We offer full details, shampoos, compound, waxes, and polishes. Rev Auto Detailing is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our phone number is 504-377-9755. Our monthly contracts include unlimited hand washes. Come see us at 7341 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, Louisiana.
Bummed out there's no music festivals again this year? Well, you don't have to be, because Fallberg Private Wealth and AOS Interiors have partnered with the Funky Uncle to present a Funky Uncle Jazz Fest. The Funky Uncle Jazz Fest series will take place at Voodoo 2 Lounge at 330 Carondelet Street in the CBD on October 8th and 9th, and then again the following weekend on October 14th through the 16th. On October 8th, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli of the Meters performs with special guests Big Chief Donald Harrison, Big Sam, Jamal Batiste, Bill the Buddha Dickens, Elise Testone, Stephen Perilou, Albert Margolis, and Dem Two Little Things. On October 9th, it's Jason Neville's Funky Soul Band with Big Chief John of the original Wild Chapatulas. For tickets and more information, go to www.funkyuncle.live so you can come get funky with us safely until the festivals return.
Hi, this is Clay with Witch of Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
And,
so, you know, four counties in Texas now are going for an audit. Four counties, Dallas, Harris, Tarrant, and Collins.
And, well, those sound like the best ones because, yeah, those are all the hotbeds of left-wing activity.
Right. And so they think they had... Just in those four counties, 675,000 fraudulent votes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'd like to give people a little hope for 2022.
Right.
Because they're catching all this stuff, mm-hmm. okay? And when the next election comes around, they are going to be so on top of everything that's going on every minute, like no election... Well, maybe we'll ever have again. So everybody's got to vote. I mean, just to push
right.
their cheating algorithm, blow it away. You know,
right? Exactly. And see, in Arizona, Wendy Rogers, a state senator, they have 41 legislators from multiple states who wrote a letter to the American people. Actually, you know, because it's our government. And says calling for a 50-state audit. They want the American people to demand a 50-state audit. Now, Colorado and Wisconsin coming up now. In Wisconsin, it's Wisconsin Hot is the name of the group that's been monitoring this.
Well, I would like to make another suggestion on the audit end of things, and that is we should audit Congress.
Oh, we ought.
I mean, really, a full forensic audit of all of their finances. If they have nothing to hide, then that's
oh, wait
fine,
a minute.
Right?
Just go to the Congressional Bank and see how many people are overdrawn.
I just think the idea of telling them that they're all going to be audited will cause a mass resignation.
Oh, that would be perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
so.
You see, what I'm talking about with the Congressional Bank is, see, they go in and they just write checks. Like, I mean, this is how Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Wasserman Schultz spy boy was able to get money out to Congressional Bank, over $300,000 cash, by the way. Caught him at the airport. And they've been writing, you know, they just write checks, overdrawn, nothing happens. That's where they get free money. You know, it's like...
Must be nice.
Yeah, right. And so
hey.
One thing they should monitor is everybody's perks. Like, what are your personal expenses? Because that's what they have their budget for. And what are... expenses for business that you're doing for the people. Like when they were using the planes going to Ukraine, that wasn't our business. That's a scandal, you know, but that's what Mitt Romney was doing, John Kerry's son. And
I think $175,000 a year is enough for anybody to be a servant of the people plus their staff. Why do they need another penny? They get housing. They get free food in the cafeteria for Congress. They don't need any. They get free health care. What do you need more than that? I mean, send me up there. I'd be happy to have $175,000 free food, free room and board and health insurance. Shoot, yeah.
Right.
You can't
well, you know,
me. That'll be fantastic. You know?
Well, I think that they, when they gave themselves a one-time raise, how does Pelosi give a one-time raise during the COVID? the coronavirus disaster money. They ought to return that money, because that basically was how she bought their vote on that legislation that she passed.
Oh, well,
you know,
sure.
What they gave them, like tens of thousands of dollars? You know, like something like $30,000, $50,000 they gave them.
Ought to be an amendment, but hey, isn't Carl hanging around?
Oh,
back
yeah,
in the
Carl.
There?
Where's our Carl? Thank you.
I'm right
oh, Carl's here. Right here, right on the phone with us. Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Oh, real good, real good. How you doing this evening, Barbara?
Pretty good. Tell us what was going on in your area.
Well, you know, we had a huge turnout, I guess, if you could call it, in various places around the Kansas City metropolitan area during our 9/11 Overpasses for America, activities. Of course, I was in my regular spot with our Kansas City Metro team, and come to find out that there was a group a mile east of us on another overpass doing the same thing. And I had an opportunity to talk with one of the people there, and we're working on getting some coordinated efforts going here.
Very
in the
good,
Kansas
James.
City.
Yeah, good.
We're trying
Carl.
To... I'm sorry?
No, very good, Carl.
We're trying to get most of the major highway corridors in going into Kansas City covered at least twice a month with various teams. So I'm doing some networking, and we're trying to get better organized for our area. You know, one of the things that came up here recently too was, and I don't know if you all heard about it, was Ray's Cafe in Blue Springs, Missouri, was closed down because. Of the mask mandates. And, Eric Schmidt, our attorney general, came down and gave a little talk the day that she was shut down for the second time. And the following week, she had her court date to appeal the injunction that was set on her by the county health department and the city health department of Blue Springs. And she lost her case, so she has to remain closed until further notice. It's unfortunate, and we were all thinking that, well, Eric Schmidt, the attorney general, he can do something about this. Well, he may be doing something in the back channels. I know he's got multiple lawsuits against school boards within the state that are mandating masks on, the students, the children.
Right.
So hopefully
we saw
we'll
some of those videos. They're wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
wild.
What's been
good.
Going on in the heartland
very
here
good.
In America. And, just want to encourage everyone who's listening to if you don't have an Overpasses for America crew in your area, by all means, okay, start your own, okay? Invite your friends. Invite your families.
Right.
Okay? It's easy to make a few banners and wave flags for a couple of hours on a bridge, and it's all legal.
Right. And, James, tell them about the... your Gab setup, the setup you have on Gab.
Well, that is where we're doing all our business. That is on Gab. When you get there, all you have to do is just search for Overpasses. You'll find us. But if you don't, it's just gab.com/groups/6254. That's gab.com/groups/6254 is the Overpass for America main group on Gab. And if you have any questions or anything like that, we've done this thousands of times. We can give you all the advice and information you need.
Perfect. Good call. Good,
Jamie.
Yeah. So next week we'll find out more what y'all are doing. We're going to have to slide over. And look, I'm pushing to get a 2-hour show so we have more to say. Well, we could have talked about the kids and the good work that the parents are doing going after those books that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Besides the mask mandates. And so I don't want to say the name of the movie just yet. I want that to kind of get around with people. And so thank you for calling in to talk to James and I, Carl. And we're looking forward to you again. Yeah, good, James. I'll see you same time next week, James.
All right.
Overpasses for America. It's Barbara Hoover signing off with this episode of the Beat Exchange.
For Tony, airing Saturday mornings 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking music, sports, and all things pop culture with a refreshingly alternative perspective. We're always accepting callers, and we never turn anyone away. So don't be afraid to call in and be part of the conversation. And while you're at it, add us on